Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, baby? Did you miss me over the weekend? If you did, I'm sorry. But now that I'm here, I don't want to bore you with a long, irrelevant conversation. But you see, doll, I think it's about time for me to get real serious about you. Because if someone was to rip me off for you, I couldn't account for my actions afterwards, and the way I feel, knowing that you should have been mine all the time. But you see, I not only want you, baby, but I need you. And the need is so strong, it's almost like that of a junkie. In other words, baby, I just got to have you. Listen to me, darling. Please, listen to me. What is a love, Joan? Shucks, down. It's when you love someone very, very much, and you just can't seem to get yourself together. Like last Friday in class, when Mr. Russell was giving us the test, I was sitting up staring at you and daydreaming. I know I failed, huh? A test paper with nothing but my name on it? I guess anybody can have a love, Joan. It's just love, but true love. The way I feel about you, that's a love, John. Comprehended anything I've said, and you find that you do love me, then all I want to hear from you, doll, is that you too have a love, John.
James. I do a show on Sunday night, but it's not the show that I listen to. What? Let me tell you what I listen to. The world famous G. Lou Show. Rated number one Sunday nights. Best crew on radio. G. Lou, Big Fosse, Hanks to the Gangster, and the lovely Miss Queen Jean. the G. Lou Show Fabulous Lowrider Oldies. It's the best.
Yo, check it out. It's the G. Lou Show. OG Sunday's Fabulous Slow Rider Oldies. Let's get into it. Welcome, everyone, to the show. I am G. Lou, your maestro for the evening. Shout out to my co-host, Big Flossy, Queen Jean, and the homie, Big Hankster, the gangster. Before I bring Floss in, let me give a shout out to our sponsors. BTP Media Group, 93.3 FM, Ism, D.D. Harrison, the producer, author, publisher, Street Level Clothing, One World Magazine, and the GLUShow.com. That being said, let me bring in my co-host, my homeboy, Flossy B is here, live on location. What up, Floss?
Live on location, Compton, DMV, where they doing it at, man. They low riding, and it's a beautiful day, man. Shout out to everybody tuning in tonight, man. I'm out here, man. I'm my car blocked in, so I can't leave, so I'm stuck. G. Lou, I'm stuck. So we out here, man. We out here, man, in Compton, man. It's a beautiful thing, man. Everybody out here enjoying themselves, you know. All the beautiful cars and motorcycles out here. And it's a beautiful thing, man. You know what I'm saying? We doing it, man. G. Lou. I want to give a shout-out to you. Shout-out to everybody, man. That video is doing well, man. I'm getting some good reviews off that interview I just did, man.
I was going to tell you, I'm going to play it in a minute. I'm going to play a clip in a minute. You know what I mean? For the people to hear about it. But tell them where they can go check it out at, though.
It's called the blog show is called Bomb First. It's called Bomb First and shit. No, I ain't moving. I'm just moving my car. I'm cool. Yeah. But it's called Bomb First, and I just did part one. I guess they're going to chop it up, so I think everybody should check it out. I think I said some good stuff, man. Everybody think I'm going to get on there and badger Snoop. I ain't got time for that. I'm talking about some other stuff, you know?
Right, for sure,
So y'all check it out. So it's getting good reviews.
We'll get up in here, we'll play it.
Okay, that's cool, yeah. But, it's getting good reviews, man, and I appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? And, it's the best is yet to come. I'm trying to parlay that into the big show. You know what I'm saying? But we here, man. Hey, G. Lou, I'm here. I got to, you know, once I'm out to call, it's loud music and shit. But I'm here, man. But tune in, man. I'm listening. Let's get started. Let's shout out to Queen Jean and Hank and everybody tune in, man. Big Flaws is here, you know, live on location at the Compton DMV, man, every Sunday. G. Lou, if you come out here, we got to make sure you out here on a Sunday, so I can get you out here.
Yeah, sure. For sure. We for sure.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We in traffic.
All right.
OG Sunday.
Like Dames and Graphics. We in traffic like Dames and Graphics on the G. Lou Show, man. Where they doing it at?
Okay.
Just fight your face. With the rhythm, it's to dance to get well. Sunday's G-Lou Show. Y'all stay tuned. Next Thursday night, 93.3 FM. But tonight it's all about the G-Lou OG Sundays. G-Lou Show. We out of here. God bless you. And good afternoon.
behavior, that zone of inattention. See poetry in motion, a beautiful sight to see. I get so excited, viewing her anatomy.
Check it out. We're back live on the G Lou Show, OT Sunday, Fabulous Slow Rider Oldies. I am G Lou. I'm joined with Flossy B. The homeboy Hank Norman just pulled up, y'all. G Hank to the gangster, what it do?
Man, what's up with it, G? What's up with it, G Lou?
It's all love, man.
Hello? Hello?
Well,
all right. We out here, man. We out here, man. Shit. I can finally get my car out, nigga. I can leave and go home, boy. It's packed out here, man. We all here in Compton, man, live on the scene. You doing our thing. Yeah.
What's up? What's up with it, bro?
What's up, Hank? What's good with you?
Ain't nothing to it, man. Just tuning in.
Tuning in and just get turned on, nigga. Yeah.
You already know, man.
It's all
that's
good.
That's what's up.
And it's already
out. What's up, y'all?
Well, you at a Compton,
huh? No, nigga, I'm in Compton, nigga. You at the DMV, nigga, with all the lowriders and shit. Niggas
okay,
is blocked in that. And blocked. Yeah, it's, nigga, I had to get my car out the way. Shit, they'll block you in. 4 o'clock, you'll be blocked in this motherfucker. But, yeah, it's all good out here in Compton, man. It's a beautiful thing out here in Compton, man. I'm chilling. Enjoy. You know I'm logged in with the show. You know what I'm saying? Hank City Jackson. I see you. I'm chilling. Everybody up here chilling, you know. And we're just chilling. Malik up here running around somewhere. He was just by me. I don't know where he disappeared. And
That's what's up, man.
He here, though. But we out here live on the scene, man. But, yeah, G-Lou, I'm trying to stay in, man. Do your thing with that, man. And
okay.
It is what
it is. Check it out. Let me tap in with Hank for a minute. Hank, what's going on with you, boy?
What's up, little
yeah.
Old
man? How you been, man?
Man, I'm good. Who this? Okay. What's up, G?
I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling, man.
See this motherfucker. God damn. Right on, yeah.
That nigga Floss out there doing a whole lot.
Yeah, Floss doing it, man. Hey, you know Floss. Hey, Floss got a new video up there right there with on Bomb First. Hey, Floss, tell me about this video. I'm gonna show you the clip.
Yeah,
Floss. Tell me about this video, homie. I'm gonna go to the clip right quick.
Oh yeah, man. This is a video I just did yesterday with Reggie Wright for the Bomb First. You know, the blog talk and stuff. It's the first video, man. I think I did pretty good. They chopping it up, so probably when we wake up tomorrow, it might be another one out. But, yeah, it's a little video I did yesterday, man. And they was trying to get me to go in on Snoop, Hank, but I was bobbing and weaving on them. I controlled the narrative. I controlled the narrative, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You told me you was going to do it. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. And then today I was up. Today I was also, let me tell you this. I was up at Kings Park today, you know. We was up there talking to the city council. They was talking about some money that's getting, you know, sent to the park and what we need to do to the park. We was up there on their head about what's going on up at the park. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to everybody that came up to the park, man. I was at the park before I came up here. So I was going to speak, but I didn't. I didn't have to speak. But everybody got their point across, and it was good. I think we got it. Open connection with the city council about Kings Park, man. You know what I'm saying? The money that they're getting, we need to invest into the park. But it's Floss. I'm here, man. But G-Lou, I guess G-Lou gonna play y'all a little snippet of the thing. But you can go to YouTube and go to Bomb First, and you can see the whole interview and keep up with the next interviews that's coming because I'm thinking they chopping it up. They chopped it up.
Yeah, gonna be a all new right, one every day. Bomb First,
yeah.
YouTube. Gonna play a snippet right here. Check
that's
it out.
Cool.
Live on the G-Lou show.
What are they doing it at?
All right, Big Flossy, I appreciate you taking the time to come on Bomb First and talk to us. I think a lot of people know you as one of the original guys that represented Long Beach. Some of the music people on the channel may recognize your name from the beginning of a Snoop song on The Dogfather called Groupie.
Yeah,
Flossy B slapped this girl. But man, I appreciate you coming on. For the people that aren't familiar with you, can you just give us a brief introduction on who you are and you know what you've been doing over the years and things?
Right. Well, I'm Big Floss, man. I'm from Long Beach, the East Side, LBC. I'm Snoop's homeboy. You know what I'm saying? Contrary to all what you know was been inspired, but I'm from Long Beach, man. I'm from the East Side, you know. And been there all my life, you know. I just been chilling, man. I've been on like just kicking back, watching what's really been going on with the culture, the gang culture, the rap culture, and just seeing how it's just so different, man. It's really terrible now. But I just been trying to promote the peace, man, and just staying out the way and just you know what I mean. It's got to be a better way. And I've been kind of putting awareness out also, man, this fentanyl, man. You know, everybody talking about these gold chains and all this other stuff, man, and this fentanyl is like a silent, you know what I'm saying? It's like, what is it going to take for everybody really just to say, oh, this is a big problem, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's overlooked, you know what I'm saying? It's overlooked. But that's what I'm out here promoting, man. You know, I'm on that page with it, you know. Other than that, I'm just chilling, man, enjoying life. Glad to still be here after this journey I've been on.
I had heard a story about back in the mid to late 80s, there was like a big concert at the Long Beach Arena that got shut down back in the day. Do you know the story behind that?
That's the Fresh Fest. Yeah, that happened in 1985. It's a few stories, but the story, you know what I'm saying? Actually, I was there after the concert, after they was all coming out. The story was that our big homie, Big Fish, had a big Turkish rope on, and he got snatched. And Big Style went in there. Big C Style was a part of that. So you know what I'm saying? So, and it just went off. Melee. The 60s was there. I remember Big U said something about the 60s. The 60s was there, but the East Coasters was there real deep too. They were there. And then you had the Mexicans, the Southsiders was there too. They was there too. So it was just a big melee. It was a straight melee. And there's some footage back where Jam Master Jay and Run DMC, they ran off the stage. They was like, that was their first ever introduction to gangbanging. You know what I'm saying? So it was a lot of melee. And then that night, I remember as people was coming out of there, the police was lined up on both sides. It was like the Soul Train line with the sticks. As people was coming out of there, police was really putting boots and sticks to people. Yeah. That was 85, the Fresh Fest. Long Beach hasn't had a concert. That used to be a big venue for Long Beach back in the day, the Long Beach Arena. You know, Rick James, Prince, all of them used to be there. But they, ever since then, after that, there's never been no real, you know, you have a few major rap events, but nothing like the arena, like that Fresh Fest, you know?
Gotcha. Okay. You were one of Snoop's big homeboys from the beginning. Can you talk a little bit about how you met him, kind of some of your early memories of him before, you know, before he really blew up on the whole Death Row stuff?
I remember meeting the day I met him. I was fresh in from Atlanta, man. You know, I was going back and forth to Atlanta doing my thing back then, and we was in Long Beach coming down Atlantic, and I seen Big C Style, and he had a Brougham, he had a Cadillac Brougham, and it was full of dudes, and I pulled up on him at the light, and I was like, Style, what's up? And he's like, it's the little homie Snoop finna be the next biggest thing on rapping. And I'm clowning. I'm like, only thing I want to rap is this box and hope it make it out of town. You know what I'm saying? I'm not worried about no rap. You know what I'm saying? So he was like that. So Snoop was in the passenger seat, and I remember he leaned up and looked and asked Snoop would do it. I was like, what's up, little homie? So from then, they invited me to, they have a little apartment, I guess, Suge had for, that's where I met Corrupt, Daz, they was like kids, really, you know what I'm saying? And I would come over, they invited me over, and I'd come over there and smoke them out, smoke some, you know, smoke their little asses out. That's how I met Corrupt, little ass, running around. So that's how I really met them. That's how I met them.
Okay. There were a couple of videos online a few years ago where I think it was on two occasions where Snoop was kind of banned from the neighborhood. Can you speak about what led to that, how that happened, and kind of what the status is now with Snoop and being, you know, able to come or go in the neighborhood?
Man, you know how that the internet goes, but that happened, what, about 5 years ago? Yeah, we went in on it, but it wasn't the part that he couldn't come to the hood or banned from the hood or none of that. You know, he from Long Beach. He always going to be from the hood, you know what I'm saying? It was just some things that was going on that, you know, the big homies down there felt that it needed to be addressed. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it came out. You know what I'm saying? But as far as him, he can't be from the hood or he can come down there. He was just down there not too long ago with, he brought Steph Curry down there. They did a remodel in the gym in the park down there. He came down there, you know what I'm saying? But as far as now, you know, it is what it is, you know. He on his death row thing now, you know what I'm saying? I wish him the best, you know, on that thing. But as far as the Long Beach thing, man, you know what I'm saying? He know what it is, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit here and badger, but everybody that know what it is, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He hollers Long Beach, but I don't think he love it, you know what I'm saying? He don't love it, He don't love it. I'll say that much. You know what I'm saying? He does shit for, let's get this straight. He does a few things for Long Beach, but he picks and chooses what he does and who he does it with.
Mm. And for the rest, you got to go to Bomb First on YouTube and check out the rest of that interview dropping day, new one every day. Check it out.
Hey, baby, you want to go out? You want to go out, honey?
Flossy P.
You need money?
You see this bitch here?
Come here, cutie.
Man,
hey, come here.
What the fuck? Man, can you believe
you
this bitch,
what I said? I said, come
she
here.
She want a pimp to pay for some
come
motherfucking
here, daddy.
Pussy.
You
who
look
she talking
so
to?
Good.
Flossy P. slapped this bitch.
Wait, bitch, back up.
I'm on my way to the east side, be hot, blazing like crazy, and on the ride, feeling good as fuck, on a hot ass day, and it's a cool jam, right around the way, niggas got hoes, but ladies in the world, they wanna play with the minds like little girls, I twirl my fingers in the air, run my fingers through my head, red bones to black bones, dark bones to red bones, skinny girls come a dime a dozen, but I play hoes like Plenty Lenny, cause I get gritty, it's all about game, cause when the game is hard to maintain, for so long, man, it's Long Beach. California from Tulsa to Oklahoma to Night Ward, New Orleans from Mississippi. Now on your home, the key to unlock the dough. From low throws to bones to gold bangs, we rock the show. Tell me how much money can one player make? And how much jazz can one nigga break? You just jiggle up, you know. To the heart, you just jiggle up, you know.
I was off in Vallejo, filling hoes like Idaho potatoes. What am I to do in life as a G? Being from where I be, DTG. It's Manifico, ran into this pretty ass skirt, Mexico and Puerto Rico, mixed with a sprinkle of black. So I'ma approach it like that, and let her know where I ride and reside at. My zone, the place that I call home, is the world from Philadelphia to Rome. Bitch me a entrepreneur with my nigga DA, rocking tours and we still young.
We got bitches, they got some bomb ass lips. She used to put them on these bomb ass tits. She always talks bomb ass shit. She used to blow some bomb ass dick.
She was just a groupie. She was just a groupie. She was just a groupie. She was just a groupie.
She was just a groupie.
She was just a groupie.
She was just a groupie.
My name is Moore, I'm down with the pound, cause I get around. So let me scoop you, swoop you, and take you. Give me your chance, and I'ma break you down to the very last compound, down with my homies from the dog pound.
Now you know, and I know, rule number one, you can't trust no one. Now you can get caught up in the mix real fast. The hoe gon' slip away, get away with all your cash. You got to stay up on your toes when it come to hoes. I bust a brand new hoe at every video. That's on the pound and a rollin' like the wind blow. I pass a hoe to my kinfolk and then smoke. She say she wasn't a groupie, cool, she lookin' juicy. She say she never eat a dick before, but she gon' do me. But before she do me, I blaze up a doobie, then turn on some Scooby and heat up jacuzzi. And later on, I just might turn on the movie so you can regroup me and redo me. Just the snow.
She was just a groupie.
She was just a groupie.
She was just a
just a groove man. All she wanted was Snoop man. She just a groove man. All she really wanted was Snoop man. She just a groove man. All she wanted was Snoop man. She just a groove man.
It's roaches and shit in this motherfucking here. I forgot about this.
Hey, check it out. Let me do it like this right here. Yeah, let me slow it down a little bit. Going to the phone lines after this right here.
Part
Man, that's the big homie Gerald LaVert, homie. Rest in peace. I had to bang that one time. On the request line. Hey, right, before I continue, I'm going to give a special shout out to Queen Jean. Everybody keep your prayers up for Queen Jean. She's not feeling too well right now, so she's out tonight. So please keep your prayers up for Queen Jean. Queen Jean, get well soon. We love you. And with that being said, hold on. Let me go back to my homeboy, Thanks for the Gangster. Live.
What it look like, G-Lo?
Hey, man, I seen you this morning, man, on the way to the church house, homie, looking pretty fly, man. You was trued up, homie. You know what I mean?
Come on, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Feeling good, man. I was feeling good this morning, man, so I stepped on out, man, you know.
That part. Hey, Hank. Yeah. We going to do that thing again in a minute. We're going to do that thing again, like, on the 15th, homie, like, little small gathering, you know, for the
yes,
family,
sir,
homie. So, please, you and Wifey pull up, man, and, you know, we're going to lay the carpet out for you.
Same spot?
It's going to be a different spot, but I'll get you all the info, but it's going to be all good.
For sure, man. Yes, sir. We waiting. We can't wait.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. With that being said, let me do it like this, Hank. The previous number one song on OG Sundays, man, for like 7-8 weeks running, homie. Ain't sure the Gangster
yes,
dedicated to his wife, Lisa Norman.
Yes, sir. That's inspiration. Man.
Talk to him.
Man, listen, man. This is about my wife, man. This is me and my wife, man, from 5 years old to 55, man. You understand me? This is our story, man. Shout out to my wife, man, Alicia Norman, man. I love you, baby. You my inspiration.
First time I saw her, I knew that I love her. My only wish is to get undercover. I'm only 5, I don't know anything. But what I know is she my beauty queen. She say she timid, really, but she 9. I told her I'm 6, but nigga, I'm really 5. It's after school, nigga, really knocking. I got my lunch bell and my Scooby snacking. We walking home from school and holding hands. I'm waving to my homies, I'm the man. Just like a Mac, I'm on the outside. She like my girl, she on the inside. Walk by the park, I see the robot slide. I grabbed her hand and then we took a ride. On the way down and I stole a kiss. I still remember kissing tender lips.
Who she really was.
guys. So listen, thank you for having me. It's been an honor. And I'm going to archive this. I actually videotaped it so I can make sure I had it, too, because this is my first.
Oh, wow.
You know, one last thing I got to say, that's straight real. You know, you do the hard work, and you always give me. And you sometimes wonder. Sometimes I do. I'm a little bit selfish. I'd be like, okay, God, what do you got for me? And he would always tell me, he says, Jackie, in my head, he says, your work will be studied. Your work will be talked about. And you will be interviewed. Just be patient. And look. I have this. My work was just entered in, and people were entered in some archives. But that's not about it. It's about us tonight. And he says you will be interviewed. And my very first real interview that I'm putting in my archives, I'm honored and blessed. I can say, "Be young, Petey, yikes!" I can say, "I'm my first time on the daytime show." What do you do with Jay Lewis? Sunday, Jingle, what?
That boy. Yay, yay.
Hey, look, that Dr. Riz don't set it off, right?
I love you for that. Me and my sister were talking about that today. Yes, guys, I always get to say this. Thank you, it's amazing. I want you guys to check out the POJ Show. We have a YouTube, so please subscribe to us on the POJ Show. I'm on every Saturday night. You can catch us live on YikesRadio.com and AccelerateRadio.net. You can catch that from 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time to 8 o'clock p.m. each and every Saturday. Please call us at the studio at area code 310-910-9676 extension 1. So again, the Poetry Festival Show with Jackie Ray Phillips, and this is where social consciousness meets the arts. We thank you so much for your time. Bless you so much, G Lou, and the amazing community. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Nothing so blue as a heart in pain. Nothing so sad as a tear in vain.
You died.
Bye.
Hey, we are back. OG Sundays, Fabulous Flow Rider, Oldies, the G-Loop Show, man. I'm just tripping off of Rick. Hey, Rick was a bad motherfucker. Rick said Temptation sang on his shit. Rick was a bad motherfucker. I just peeped that, man. He said Temptation sang on Super Freak.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a big jam.
Come on, man. Rick James.
Man.
He was doing his thing, man.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, man?
Man, shit, everything, man. What's happening with you?
Hey, man, it's all love, loved one. You know, anything going on, you need to let the people know about anything popping.
I'm gonna get something popping, man. I have something for y'all in a couple weeks, man. I'm working on something right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I am finna finish
that album, man. I got one more song I'm finna do. I think I'm gonna go up to Leafy's, man, and finish it up, man. And I'll be ready to drop that. I'm gonna need your information, man, when I get ready to drop it. Yes, sir.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Pimpin' Crippin' and Hut. What is it? PCH.
Come on, man. It's the PCH album, man. Pimpin' Crippin' and Hustlin', right? That's for it, right? Yes, sir.
Yeah, coming to you soon, man.
Yeah.
Coming to you soon. Thanks for the gangster, y'all. Right back after this right here. Okay, OG Sunday, baby.
From the L.
From the L.
Have four letters, but there are two different things all together. Cause I've liked many ladies in my day, but just like the wind, they've all blown away. See, to love someone, it's an atmosphere that you both still share when one's not there. There's no real way it can be explained. I guess it's the way I smile when I hear your name. It's the little things you do that mean so much. It's the care that you put into every touch. It's the way I trust you and you trust me. I guess some of us are so lucky. I was known for having the upper hand. I was known as a stone cold ladies man. If it wasn't for you, I'd be that way still. But lately, there's a change in Jalil. Though my friends play games and tease me a lot, I know I'm more than happy with what I've got. When I get up in the morning and go to work, see all day long, I stay alert. Until we come home at night and close the door, two people share one common core. When I say one love, you can trust me, cause never have I been so lucky.
One love, you're lucky just to have just one love. One love, you're lucky just to have just one. One love, you're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one. Just one love.
Now the love I used to have just left me cold. I used to buy her everything from diamonds to gold. At first I thought she'd left me cause I didn't buy her enough. But then she left me a note along with all my stuff. Said maybe one of these days you'll have to learn that love is something that you gotta earn. And once you earn it, got to know how to keep it. You got to want it as well as you need it. To have more love was a hurting lesson, but to have had love was a definite blessing. Now I know what the Beatles was thinking of when they said that money can't buy me love. When you say those love, what do you mean? I just went through the exact same thing.
mind was lost for a whole different reason. I lost my love because of cheating. Started roaming through the streets all day and night. I guess greedy best describes such an appetite. I wish I had a bat, but it remains a wish. I guess a bird in the hand beats two in the bush. I like to thank you, girl, for teaching me love. Because all in all, I had a fall. I guess it's better to have loved and to have lost than never had loved at all.
One love. You're lucky just to have just one love, one love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love, one love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love.
We're breaking down. This is all about the love that we lost and found. About the love we missed and the love we shed. About the love that just up and disappeared. About who is for real and who is fake. So you can learn from our mistakes. Cause it was already written, done and said. So you can stay two steps ahead. And for the love which you give. And for the one we live. And for the vibrant letter.
Man, come on, man. So, you know, I'm sitting here just peekabooing at this old get down, you know, but I want to tell black people one thing, if we can possibly do this. For the G. Lewis Show, and I'll be the first one to put it out. But we need to at least send 50 cents or a dollar at least per caller, or at least just on the listening saw, so get some advertising from your little hamburger stand or your weed, you don't want to have it mentioned. You know, we need some advertising to keep this thing going, because, you know, this thing don't run without no diesel up in it, player. You know what I'm saying? So we have to get this money up in there, get a little G. Lewis marathon up in there, man. We can raise $40, 20 for the weed, 20 for the airtime.
Hey Malik, Malik Spillman always been about his paper, man. He always been about teaching and giving back to the community, man. I just want to give a big shout out to Malik Spillman. Even though you didn't mention me, you mentioned G. Lou and them niggas over there, but you didn't mention Hanks. So I ain't mad at you.
Let me correct you. I stand to be corrected. Because this is my home right here where I'm at right now. The mother station, that's your Hollywood.
You heard. Deadpool.
This shit right here is what I lean on when my mama died. This shit right here I lean on when I need a bag of weed. This shit I lean on when I need gas. When I need to get with some niggas. This shit I lean on when I'm trying to crack me a bitch. This shit I lean on when I'm trying to get my word for. This shit lean on nigga when I'm in deep, heavy prayer. This shit make a nigga like me come from the ground down, get back up in the motherfucking trunk, jump out and get in the back.
Okay,
come
that's
on, man. Hey, but look, though, but let me say this one more time. You know, I'm a compulsive thinker and talker sometimes. I really love y'all, brother. Because that shit y'all put down with Paul's and you and Hank and all that, homie, niggas talk this that motherfucker from their heart.
All right,
so
good
really
looking.
Come on, man. You know, I'm going to go crazy, banana nut crazy, man. But I just want to know one thing, man. When is we going to get
Malik, Malik, you on the show, May 20th. You on the show, May 20th at the top. May 20th, you got 3 minutes, nigga.
Just takes a little patience, baby.
To the beat and the beat bangs. Get the third switch on the caddy and let it hang. leaving stains in the streets, cause my paint's wet. Haters trying to catch me slipping, but they ain't yet. So better yet, I'ma keep on dipping. Drop the back, raise up the left like I'm crippin'. Pour me some yak so I can keep on sipping. Raise up your cups, raise up the front, lift it. It's 2020, so we made it again. Every Sunday night, you're where the day is spent. Sunday night, it's Sunday night, it's Sunday night. It's Sunday night, it's Sunday night, it's Sunday night. It's Sunday night, it's Sunday night, it's Sunday night. It's Sunday night, it's Sunday night, it's Sunday night. OG Sundays.
Lowrider Odie. Big Flossie, Queen Jean, G Hank.
Don't understand, do you? Hey, man, don't you realize in order for us to make this thing work, man, we've got to get rid of the pimps and the pushers and the prostitutes and then start all over again clean.
Hey, look, nobody's pushing me anyway, okay? I mean, not you, not the cops, nobody, man. I mean, you want to get rid of the pushers, I'll help you. But don't send your people after me.
Oh, come on, John. Can't you see that we can't get rid of one without getting rid of the other? We got to come down on both of them at the same time in order for this whole thing to work for the people.
Hey, look, nobody's closing me out of my business.
Hey, man, I need my flesh and blood. You're making me make a decision I don't want to make, John. You're my brother, man. Can't you understand that?
Look, being brothers ain't got nothing to do with it, man. I mean, I got a right to live my life the way I want to live it. I mean, being rich and black means something, man. Don't you know that? Being poor and black don't mean shit. We're living in different times. When you and I were young kids, I mean, there were no heroes. We got all sorts of heroes now. I mean, there are kids out there who look up to me, man.
Man, can't you see? That's just teaching black kids to exploit their own kind, and that's sick.
Well, it's not sick, man. It's sick when you got a chance to get out of a rat-infested ghetto and you don't.
Oh, wow, then you really lost your love for the brothers altogether then, haven't you?
I mean, don't be dropping that brotherly love shit on me, man. I mean, for 5 years I sat up in that place and you never visited me one time, man. You didn't bring me a dime, you didn't write me a letter.
Well, that's because I figured you wanted something better than dimes and letters and visits. So I tried to create some kind of organization that you could use to fight the system that's been fucking with you. You too goddamn brainwashed to use it.
I just wanted to see you, man. That's all.
Yeah, man, my Jesus is real, man. I'ma tell you what he brought me through. Jesus is real, since he was the grass too. I used to be the dude walking around with the attitude. Now I'ma keep it real, tell you just what he brought me through. Been shot 5 times, and he thought they had got me too. Now I can take it back to my days on Figueroa. When I had him on the streets, man, I had him on the corner. Came up and bought a house, then I moved out to Corona. From the package, I was slinging all the way to Arizona. Now Jesus is real, he done brought me through it all. And took a couple loss, I done took a couple falls. They even hit the pen, me and mother through them halls. And just to get the towel, had to walk you through the fall. Now I can tell you more, and it's all gonna be real. The only way I'm here is, man, I had to take the deal. Now I can take my time and I can tell you how I feel. My Jesus is the only way, I got to keep it real.
Jesus is real, Jesus is real.
I heard the homies laughing.
brother, so I prayed with my neighbor. I done enough dirt in the streets, and I don't really wanna deal with the soul. Did I read Ricky Harris said it all one night at the church? Me and Hank both smiled, not knowing it was her. I called a homie home, but I never forget that man. Bless me in the church and the death comedy jam.
Jesus is real.
Jesus is real.
I was untouchable, I stayed fitted to get it. Yeah, like Heathcliff Huxtable, cruising down the street in my 6'4". I walked the edge of the razor in pursuit of my dough. I was ruthless, I kept it rocking to the right side. My son had the east, so ain't a thing I won't try. Lifestyle I lived, it led to prison and back. I was feeling persecuted, yeah, like John the Baptist. My mama used to ask me, boy, when you gon' quit it? At the same time praying for me, hoping I get it. My soul was heavy burdened, I was short on faith. One night I heard the voice of God and I saw his son's face. Started praying for myself and got strong in the Lord. And now I reap a better harvest, way bigger than before. I wear the armor of the Father, ain't no need for a gun. Cause I'm protected by the blood, cause now I'm walking with his son.
What's going on?
What's up, Big Hank?
Man, I can't call it.
What's happening with you, homie?
Everything good, man. You remember the testimony night?
Man, that night with Ricky Harris at that church.
Man, that's still on my mind heavy, man.
That blessed me, homie. When I seen y'all pull off, homie, I was just like, man, it just seemed like you were an angel already, man.
You were.
God is real.
That's what he did say, God is real.
Yo, yo, that's your boy, Floss the Boss. Back again for another Friday and Sunday night with the G-Lo Show. Come take a ride when we get into traffic like dates and grass. You know what I'm saying? Get you some personality so we can make the G-Lo Show your reality. Live, Jack, every Sunday, 7-9 p.m. Call in and listen. 914-803-4001. That's the G-Loop Show, Low Rider Oldies. The show where they're doing it at. Progressive Talk Radio, where we talk about it. Yeah, this your boy, Floss the Boss, man. Tune in every Sunday night, so we got your boy, G-Loop. The host with the most. We got Hank Stitty Gat. Y'all know how he do. And we got Queen Jean. You know what I'm saying? She keep it real clean. You hear what I'm saying? And we also have Jackie Ray Phillips waiting in the wing. So when y'all get a chance, tune in, man. Get turned on, man. The G-Lo Show. Me and Travis, like Dave and Graff.
You standing right here by my side. Well,
welcome to OG Sundays on the G-Loop Show on Blog Talk Radio with your host, my homeboy G-Loop, and your co-host, my little bro Flossy B, and your co-host, the one and only, Homie to the Gangster. Yeah, come on, man, on Sunday nights, man, we gonna be dipping in the Cadillac. Yeah, trying to get up in there where they doing it at. Mess with us.
I'm big grind. I've been gone since the 70s. I just got out the pen. And my guy, the pen, my nephews was listening to the grind. And I asked him, that's the grind, nigga. Who is the nigga? What's the nigga name? What's his name? Is Green Tree?
Down.
heaven about it. Mm-hmm. Maybe I can pick you up for dinner, you know, and check this movie out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we slide by the beach, you know, come back, check some video out later on.